91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Josie DeBarros with 91X News. The Highway of Heroes coins have been on sale since the beginning of the week. So far, about 100 coins have already been sold at City Hall in Quinte West. Quinte West Mayor John Williams is pleased that his community is so supportive of the cause. The coins are on sale at Quinte West's City Hall and at post offices across the country. The profit goes towards the building of Afghanistan's memorial and the Military Families Fund. Thousands stood in silence around the National War Memorial in Ottawa today to remember Canada's 114,000 war dead. Terry Pedwell of the Canadian Press has more.
A children's choir broke a respectful silence around the memorial as one after the other dignitaries paid their respects by laying wreaths just in front of the tomb of the unknown soldier. A pair of CF-18 jets later growled overhead, followed by seven Griffin helicopters. One of the choppers pulled up and out of the formation in what's known as the missing man maneuver. Patricia Brown of Raymore, Saskatchewan, laid a wreath as the Silver Cross mother, representing grieving parents. Her son, Corporal David Brown, was killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan in 2006. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The mayor of Halifax says people camping out in the public park as part of the Occupy Nova Scotia protest have to take down their tents and move out. Peter Kelly says notices were handed out to the dozens of campers in Victoria Park today, informing them that they're in violation of a municipal bylaw. The bylaw states that no one can camp in a municipal park without written permission from the city. Also, people are not supposed to be in the park between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Police were seen taking down tarps, pulling up to tents, and packing personal belongings into green garbage bags as campers stood by. Kelly says campers will also not be allowed to erect tents in Grand Parade, a downtown square where they have been set up before being asked to relocate for Remembrance Day ceremonies. Health experts are recommending that more children get a screening test for high cholesterol before they reach puberty. The National Institutes of Health recommends screening all children for high cholesterol at least once between ages 9 and 11, and again between ages 17 and 21. ABC medical editor Dr. Richard Besser has mixed feelings about the new guidelines because he says all children need to eat right and engage in physical activity, with or without cholesterol.
If this works and it leads more families to take appropriate action if their child has a high cholesterol, that would be great. But I would love to see a study to show that.
Current guidelines just focus on children with high blood pressure or whose families have a history of heart disease. But many doctors feel that is missing too many kids with high cholesterol. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Evan Cook with sports.
The Lady Lancers are facing off with the George Brown Huskies tonight. Sam Normand has more.
Loyalist College's Lady Lancers are hoping for a 3-0 streak after tonight's game. They tip off at 6 tonight against the George Brown Huskies. Lancers power forward Shiana Lorch says that the changing team has helped exceed expectations.
From last year to this year, our team dynamic has changed a lot. And a lot of people can see that. They haven't expected it from us. Right now we're 2-0 in the season. If we win, it'll be a huge thing for us because then we'll be 3-0 and a lot of teams from last year like haven't expected it.
Loyalist College's men's basketball team also tips off at 8 o'clock. This is Sam Normand, 91X News, Belleville.
Seven games in the NHL tonight, including Edmonton visiting Detroit, Calgary, Chicago, and Vancouver heading south to Anaheim. Penn State's Board of Trustees is hoping the healing can begin. The board will appoint a committee to investigate the events surrounding the school's child abuse sex scandal. University President Graham Spanier and head football coach Joe Paterno were fired as the result of the controversy sparked when former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was charged with several counts of child abuse. Free agent slugger Albert Pujols is visiting with the Florida Marlins today. The Marlins have been aggressive on the free agent market this offseason, according Jose Reyes and Mark Burley. The Marlins will officially change their name to the Miami Marlins tonight in an event hosted at their new ballpark. The hunt for Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos continues. Venezuelan authorities are confident they can quickly solve the kidnapping of the young baseball player. Ramos's abduction Wednesday was the first known kidnapping of a major leaguer in Venezuela. At sports, here's Jose DeBarros with 91X weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers early this afternoon. Clearing this afternoon, high plus 5. Tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness before morning, a low of plus 2. And tomorrow, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high of 9. It's 5 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Evan Cook. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.